You're listening to Drive with Anna Vito on ABC Radio Canberra.
Here on Drive, we've been introducing you to some of our finalists in the ABC Community Spirit Awards Community Champions Under 40 category. We've got one more finalist to introduce you to. Pradeep Sonaraj runs an awareness group on period poverty. And through his period poverty drives, Pradeep has collected thousands of period and hygiene products. Pradeep, wonderful to be talking with you. Hello.
Hello, Anna. It's nice to talk to you as well.
Congratulations on being one of our finalists in the Community Spirit Awards.
Thank you very much. I'm very surprised and honored for being selected as one of the finalists. So thanks to ABC for the recognition.
It is wonderful to see you recognized. Did you know that you'd been nominated?
I was told, but I wasn't expecting anything. So it's a totally surprise. I was looking at a couple of things, and then lockdown. We've been in quarantine for 14 days, so managing kids got very busy. Life got very busy. So yeah,
very understandably. Now, Pradeep, what drives you to do what you're doing exactly in this space? Why period and hygiene poverty? Is that the cause that you've taken up?
Coming from a multicultural background, we don't really talk about period poverty in particular my cultural background, and I think it's very important for men to be part of the conversation as well. And with this, I've seen quite a bit back when during my younger ages back in India, and migrated here when I was 24, and I assumed that yeah, it's a very modern society, so there won't be anything of the similar. But when we moved here, I still saw what I witnessed back home as well. So I thought, yeah, being a man, I should do something about it, not just assume it's a taboo topic and walk away from it. And also just want to create I've got two young kids, so I want to create a better society for them and for their friends. So I thought this is one of the things I could work on. And last couple of years, I started helping local charities, local street pantries in gathering period poverty products, etc. And then Jacinda Ardern / Scotland came, and they legalized, they legislated providing access to free period products to everyone. And then I thought, ACT being a very progressive, forward-looking society, why can't we do something like here? And spoke to Susan Orr, our local MLA, and she was very supportive. Spoke to some of my fellow friends and community members. They were very supportive. And then, yeah, been working with Susan Orr since that and trying to get this somewhere with that.
As you say, Pradeep, it's not every day that most men want to talk about periods. Frankly, what kind of reaction do you get when you're advocating and you're doing this work?
I'm actually, this is a very surprising reaction, because men do talk about periods and everything, but they don't talk openly out in public. That's the issue. And assuming that men don't want to talk about thing is a big issue as well. Because when I went out and spoke to my friends about, hey, I'm looking about doing something like this, they are very encouraging, and they are very actively participating in the conversation as well. My friend Josh, he is openly talks about it. He talks about his family and everything as well. And my wife is very open about it to me as well. And I think it's surprising when I first started talking to friends about period and related issues.
Good on you, Pradeep, I've got to say. Tell us about some of your successes. What do you do with these drives? How do you get these donations, and what happens to them once you get them?
Wherever I find an opportunity, I do a donation drive, and then people donate. For example, at work, I work in public service, so which is a very good place to collect these things. People are very generous there. So they do donate thousands of products there every year. So sometimes during Christmas or even the middle of the year, we do run donation drives, and then I collect them, gather them, put them, assort to them, and then hand over to the local street pantries here, and then they distribute to people who are in need. So I don't directly get to meet the people who get supported by this, but I help charities. And also, there is, since taboo associated with the topic, people don't openly come and ask a man for, hey, do you have any period products? So I think this is a good venue for me to help them as well. And as I said before, I think it's very important for a man to be part of the conversation. So I think it's very important. As looking at me, for example, other men might say, hey, yeah, he's there, so we can have a chat as well. We can talk about it, and anybody can reach out to me to seek help. I think that's the sort of atmosphere I'm trying to create here.
What's your goal here, Pradeep? Are you going to keep running your period poverty group on Facebook? Can people get involved with you?
My ultimate goal is do something like what Scotland has done, legislate it, make it in the rule, make it in the government policy, saying that everyone should access, irrespective of a social background, economic background, or anything. If you need a period product, you can walk into any of the public buildings or any of the publicly accessible building and get what you want and walk away. No questions asked. Schools, example. And ACD government does do in schools, but we need to expand it to other, like, for example, libraries, sporting venues, and all those things as well. So that would be where I would like to see. And the community has thrown its weight behind it as well. So they are very supportive of in ACT. Yeah, as I said, it's a progressive government, progressive people. So they are very supportive of this issue as well. And so that's the goal we are moving towards. And also reduce, sort of be more open about it. There's no shame for... no shame in talking about period in public as well. So that's the sort of information I'm trying to spread as well. And so doing those two together. So I have a four-year-old. So when she grows up, when she has period, I don't want her to sit at home because she has period and not go to school. And currently the statistics say is 1 in 5 girls avoid going to school during their period. And we don't want them to miss on the community and social activities because of this. So that's the what I'm trying to push for. So there's a bit of selfishness there as well.
No, I don't think we'd call that selfishness, Pradeep, at all. And I think, more power to you. Congratulations. Thank you so much for talking to us a little bit about it. And huge congratulations on being one of our finalists for the Community Champion Under 40.
Yeah, once again, thank you very much. Thanks for the nomination. And yeah, thanks for the support. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to Drive with Anna Vito on ABC Radio Canberra.